scattered throughout the day tomorrow. Mid-60s in the morning, go to a high into the middle and upper 70s. Cooler by late afternoon tomorrow. Clearing, colder, breezy tomorrow night, mid-40s to 50. Sunny and breezy Friday, mid-60s. Chilly, 40s to 50 for the morning Saturday, followed by a sunny sky and about 70. Middle to upper 70s, partly sunny Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Everything American. I'd let that song play because I love it, man. Can't get no connection. Can't get through. Where are you? Exactly. My producer was whispering in my ear that she was just saying that about me. Like, where are you? Made it just in time, folks. And that's a lot of the problem going on in America today is this whole philosophy of just in time. They've taken just in time manufacturing where you have everything. You don't warehouse anything. You don't, you know, keep all the tires in the warehouse to make the car and put them on the car. Put them on the rims, you get them just in time to put them on the rims, to put the rims and the tires on the car. And it's a corporate philosophy, much like homogenization, where you heat up and stir milk to pasteurize it, to where they're using these corporate philosophies on us and in our supply chain. And talk to Joe Biden about no one understands it because he can't understand it. But I do understand this, and you need to get this, and you need to speak out, raise the issue, call your congressmen and senators, call your mayors, call all your elected representatives, get in front of them, complain, because we've got an organization that has seized control of the federal government and state governments to a large extent. But Joe Biden is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Kamala Harris is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She, through Uber, a corporation, and many of these people are hidden, and even their membership in the Council on Foreign Relations is removed. But they are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Like the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. The Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, is a Rhodes Scholar and member of the Council on Foreign Relations. The Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Pete Buttigieg, of course, is the Secretary of Transportation. Bill Clinton was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Jimmy Carter. This is not an American institution. It's a globalist institution and a royalist institution, much like the World Economic Forum that was started by Klaus Schwab, as a constitutional monarchy, a world constitutional monarchy, where all of us are property. We are not citizens in our own. We are not sovereigns, not kings and queens, but sovereigns. There's a big difference in our own right. They want to do away with, and I'll get into that. I don't have it in front of me, but they want to do away with direct election of senators. They want to have all, if not a certain portion of U.S. senators, if not even state senators, appointed by the president. of the United States for federal, of course, senators, and then for state, who knows, I guess the governor, Newsom, who's, you know, tied to J.P. Getty, John Paul Getty, who was tied to the Nazis and sending oil and fuel and funding to the Nazis in Germany, and was known as, you know, a eugenicist of sorts, who adopted Gavin Newsom. Newsom is trouble. You know, Newsom is a globalist. He's a eugenicist. He's a dictator, for want of a better word. And, you know, I'm broadcasting out of New Orleans, but I'm out here in California, and I went to school in New York and yada, yada, yada. I'm from the South, born and raised, San Diego. Okay, not quite what most people would consider the South, but hey. But I did live in and work in Mobile and New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Texas, you know, pretty much the whole panhandle, Florida and more, as an officer in the Merchant Marine and as a commissioned officer in the United States Naval Reserve on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. And we've seen it and what's going on in flags of convenience, so to speak, to where American flag ships and shipping and our international rights of way have been taken and stripped from us. And they've been replaced with flags of convenience from China and Panama and Liberia and Rhodesia and other places that are more connected to the crown and one world government under the crown, the United Kingdom. These people hate republics. They hate self-governance. They don't want our type of governance to succeed. They've been sabotaging it since its inception. And you can go back through, I mean, Alexander Hamilton, perfect example. He's the guy who created our first central bank. And he's tied to, connected to, related to J.P. Morgan and Cecil Rhodes. J.P. Morgan, the money trust, FDR was part of it. Churchill was part of it. The Kennedys were part of it. The Kennedys were smuggling in DeWars whiskey, Scotch whiskey from Canada, warehoused in Canada as a concession to allow the Kennedy family to build its empire under the authority and auspices of the Royal British German Crown, Canada, which, you know, it's basically a crown. The crown's still on their money. The crown's still on their contracts. The Canada didn't get independence, quote unquote, if you can call it that, until 1976. Not 1776, but 1976. And the crown has been deeply involved in our own governance, attempts at self-governance, putting their own people in powers of position and trust, not just within our government, because the corporation is something that the crown used back in the 1700s to do the same thing it's doing now with Facebook and Google and Walmart and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that are all corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations, much like, oh, I don't know, Bill Gates, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Jeffrey Epstein was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Bill Gates was knighted by the crown. And that used to mean something, and it still does mean something to a lot of people that, you know about the Titles of Nobility Act. And being knighted is not really nobility, but it's still a title, and it's a lower title because Bill Gates doesn't even rate. They tried to and nominated Bill Clinton to be the Lord Warden of the Cinque Ports, the four southern ports in England. He didn't get the title. They gave it to some lord in England. But the fact that they would even nominate him goes to the fact of Meghan Merkel, the actress, the Duchess, who wants to run for president of the United States. Really? Really? That's more absurd than Kamala Harris being vice president, let alone president. Joe Biden is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And you got to really dig deep. You know, don't go to their website. You can go to their websites and look at the list of individual CFR members like Madeleine Albright, George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, who were George H.W. Bush was a chairman of the board, or a minimally board member, much like Dick Cheney was when George H.W. Bush was vice president and then president, and was knighted by the crown, just like Ronald Reagan and Kissinger and Greenspan and Colin Powell. We'll be right back. We're going to break.
Hi, I'm Dickie Brennan, and I'd like to invite you to our new Black Duck Bar, located on the second floor of Palace Cafe. Rum is the chosen spirit of Palace Cafe's Black Duck Bar and features an extensive rum collection from all over the world. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., with half-price small plates, local draft beer, and tap wine. Look forward to seeing you soon at Palace Cafe's new Black Duck Bar.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Join me, Tracy Napolitano, and my co-host, Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, as we talk about everything bourbon on It's Always Better with Bourbon on WGSO 990 AM, Friday from 5 to 6.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Yeah, let him know. I might even have to do it after the bottom of the hour so I can get this out. All right, we're back. Okie dokie, pokey. That's from Gummy and Pokey, if anybody ever remembers that. My Pokey pal, and the music is killing me here. My Pokey pal Gumby, too. Gumby and Pokey. That's back in the day, like with Johnny Quest. I'm talking about cartoons, sorry. And this isn't funny, because I'm going to get into... there's a picture of here of Jimmy Carter tapped fellow trilateralist, which is a CFR construct, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and Mitt Romney, who's a vulture capitalist, was going in and raiding companies and stealing the pensions. He's still a senator. He had Ian Brzezinski before him, and instead of questioning him on whether he was a trilateralist like his father, I don't even know if Mitt Romney recognized him, or he probably did. He gave him a wink and a nod, I'm sure. But the fact that Ian Brzezinski is going before the Senate and people like Mitt Romney should scare the bejesus out of people. And hopefully that's I think that's from Beetlejuice or something, right? But he's with Cyrus Vance on the right, who was the National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. Oh, one of the things, and what I was trying to get to, was not just Carter and and Goldwater's involved in this, and Bush and Ford and Rockefellers, and it's this whole cabal. But I wanted to mention about, and was trying to get to, what they want to do, and I've mentioned this before, and Watergate's involved, and this book, and where I'm getting this from, is The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff. But there's a number of things that the communists, for another want of another term or name for who and what they are, and they are communists. And, I haven't read Mark Levine's book, American Marxism, but I'm not sure how much he gets into socialism vice communism, but I'm trying to find, it's in here, and oh, there we go, page numbers, that helps. One of the things they want to do is, one proposal would have us emulate the European parliamentary system, and I've talked to people here in the United States that believe that we somehow should have a parliament instead of a Congress. American voters would be unable to cast ballots for individual candidates, restricted instead to choosing a party slate, which we're already doing because the vice president used to be elected. Second most number of votes went to becoming vice president, regardless of the party, weren't appointed like vice president is now. And, I can see some logic to having it appointed, but direct represent, vote. Even our federal senators and congressmen used to be elected by the state representatives, Congress and Senate, state Congress and Senate, to where it went to a more democratic and not necessarily a democratic Republican type vote. But they want to, they want to do away with the vote. They want to do away with the jury trial. And even General Flynn just came out and said, look, go read your Bill of Rights. That's everything they want to do away with and more. The fact that, Alex Jones supposedly and, reportedly, I should say, coming from the horse's mouth, Alex Jones, he was denied a jury trial. And I've seen it myself where I was in federal district court against three large defendants as a plaintiff, as a federal maritime officer. And we have under the Suits of Admiralty Act and Shipping Articles Act and all kinds of other stuff, the right to get into federal district court. We don't have to exhaust our administrative remedies, supposedly, like everyone else does somehow, where this exhaustion of administrative remedies, which is put forth predominantly in the Chevron deference, it's one of them. There's other deferences out there. But the Chevron deference was by Chevron. And guess what? Chevron is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and it's involved in creating this faux judge-made law that overrides the Constitution and your right to a jury trial, to where it forces you into executive branch Article 2 court system, which is military, if not minimally police, courts, where the police are carrying on the courts. Think about that. The police are carrying on the courts. It's not our system. So the law enforcement branch of government or agencies have their own court system, to where it's the police bringing charges against people and then being the prosecutor. I've experienced this myself with the Coast Guard and Homeland Security. They prosecuted me in a federal fusion center in room 5150, no less. And if you don't know what 5150 is, you should look it up. It's basically a 72-hour mental health hold on somebody where you can arrest and detain them and put them in a mental ward and then ruin their life. If this happens to you, regardless of how innocent you are, you're guilty forever, because it's, like being arrested to where they can take your DNA, another huge issue and violation of, you know, criminal law. They're taking evidence against you that could be used against you in a court of law without your permission. So Fifth Amendment and more, right against self-incrimination. And we've seen how a lot of these DNA cases are corrupted and wrong, where they've convicted people using DNA and then find out later that, oh, they're innocent. Oh, but you're going to have to stay in jail, even though it's proven and shown that there's DNA evidence that would exonerate you. But it's not good enough to overturn or be heard or allowed by, and a lot of this goes to the same judge. I even experienced to where you have to present your appeal to the lower court first so they can rubber stamp it and then rebuke and refute all of your appellate issues themselves before you're allowed to appeal. And this was in administrative courts with the Coast Guard, where it was a branch of military carrying on, you know, administrative military tribunals of American civilians. That's where you go like, wait, who's doing this? Oh, it's Britain, England. Oh, the European royal powers who have stepped in and they want Meghan Merkel to run for president, to where they have infiltrated and inverted and corrupted and turned our system of protection on its head and are using it to attack people. Let me, we're a few minutes away from, but let me go to Joseph real quick. Our daily caller calls in every day and appreciate it. Appreciate the support. Oh, Joseph disappeared. Well, Joseph, if you hear this, call back. And I appreciate, you know, I'd like to hear from some other people out there that are getting the show and appreciating the information. And one thing that Joseph is bringing up about his dad being a 32nd degree Mason and his experience and exposure to what he saw. He was not a Mason himself, but his father was, and he saw a lot of and read a lot and, you know, wants to report on a good portion or chunk of that. I'd like to hear from some other people, though. 504-556-9696. 504-556-9696. But the other thing they want to take away from us. Oh, okay. Joseph heard me. Joseph, going to you real quick before the break, but hold on after and go ahead. What did you want to bring up today?
Well, it's very, very simple. Trident. You know, that was that security firm.
Which?
That was used. Trident, that security firm.
Oh, Trident, yeah.
That was used to help take down the property lease statute when Mitch Landrieu was taking it down. Think about this for a second. 1832, something called Skull and Bones was set up at Yale University.
Right.
All right. 1832, French Foreign Legion was set up. So French Foreign Legion was the earliest version of Trident.
Well, hold on real quick, because I want to get back into like even the Pinkertons and others, Blackwater and more. We're going to break. You hear the music coming up. It looks like it's early. What time is break supposed to go, Patty? Oh, okay. So we're how much time? 7, 6, 5. Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back. WGSO AM 990
has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Drivers in Louisiana won't be getting a break anytime soon on the cost of getting around by car or truck. Tim Waldenbach of Zootobi, an online driver's education platform, says a report just issued indicates insurance premiums will help keep the state as the most expensive in the nation to operate a vehicle for, well, a long time.
The insurance costs in Louisiana are way after. They're higher. They're the highest in the United States today, and they will be the highest in 10 years as well.
He says high fuel costs will also contribute to that alarming prediction. A cold front will be crossing into the state tonight and tomorrow. State climatologist Barry Kime says the chances of scattered showers will persist this evening and through Thursday.
And once this system moves out of the way, we can have some very cool North Pacific air moving into the region. This is not freezing cold Arctic air.
He says don't break out those heavy coats yet, but he predicts great autumn football weather for Friday and Saturday. This is news on LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately, then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk, gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
I just want to listen to music, man. I love the music that my producers put out for me. Our coming back music, and we're back. And this is Eric Schein. This is Maritime Matters. I can hear Joseph. Can you cut that feed, Patty? Joseph, we'll get to you in a minute. I want to mention real quick was we were starting to get into all these private security firms and everything. Trident, Blackwater, Pinkertons. I'm trying to think of what the Pinkertons, which goes to Billy the Kid and more, and the railroads and the robber barons and yada yada. But what one of the things they want to do is not only get rid of the jury trial, and this is these communists who have come in and taken over, and they're pushing CRT and all this other stuff, and transgender this and transgender that, and you know that we're all transhuman. Which is, that's the end goal, is not about transgender. It's about transhumanist, to where, okay, now you've got a computer inside your head and it's connected to the Matrix, which is connected to artificial intelligence supercomputers that are owned by Facebook, that are owned by Walmart, that are owned by General Dynamics, that many of these corporations that are corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations own and control, and they're all owned and controlled by the British Crown. Cecil Rhodes, J.P. Morgan, Paul Warburg, the Money Trust, the Kennedys, FDR, Churchill, running not just drugs, but alcohol, which was the Kennedys, warehousing the war's whiskey in Canada, as backed by the Crown, to build the media empire. Joe Kennedy was one of them. And JFK was taken out because it looked like he wanted to be independent, represent his own. And he fired Alan Dulles, who was not only the head of the CIA, tied to OSS, tied to Nazi Germany, and the SS, literally, paperclip, Roman Catholic Church, and more. I know I'm throwing out a lot of information, but start digging into this stuff, research it yourself, and you'll find some really nasty, dirty, crazy, corrupt eugenicists, like even Jeff Bezos, who wants to remove all of the members of the planet, shoot them out into space, and let them go find resources for those who get to still stay on and live on Earth, because only the select few. Blade Runner, the movie, and I'm trying to think of Ridley Scott, I believe, and his brother. I'm trying to think of what his brother's name is. But the Scott brothers, Ridley, who did Blade Runner, and I think he was involved in Alien, too. I'm trying to remember. It's been a long time, but Ridley Scott's done everything under the sun, a very prolific writer, director, producer. Let me go to Joseph, a regular caller to the show. His father was a 32nd degree Mason. He has a lot of good information, and he's a big advocate of the show and keeping it on the air. And Joseph, welcome back.
Am I on?
You are on.
Okay. What I'm starting to realize is that Trident, that security firm, or whatever you want to call it, it's a mercenary thing. It's a mercenary outfit. It was there on top of the roofs of buildings.
The other one I was thinking of, yeah, I mentioned Blackwater and Pinkertons. The other one I was thinking of was Wackenhut, but go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. But the thing is, I'm starting to realize the big picture here. Back in 1832, Skull and Bones was set up at Yale University.
Secret Society.
Secret Society. which was really a kind of
death cult.
I would say, actually, you know, it picks the leaders of the United States.
Yep.
It really it tries to pick the leadership, future leadership of the country. And in 1832, also, there was something called the French Foreign Legion that was set up.
Yep.
So if, I liken the French Foreign Legion to what we see when we look at the takedown of the statue of Robert E. Lee back there in 2017. I liken the French Foreign Legion to a very early version of a trident.
But even the French Foreign Legion was taken from the Roman legions.
Well, the word legion certainly was. But
No, but it was also foreign. I mean, the Roman legionnaires were basically outside of the country grabbing resources to send back to Rome.
Right. They were there basically to police the borders of Rome, to keep Rome Roman if they could.
But they also went into other civilizations and took them over and then set up taxes to send back to Rome.
Right. But what I'm saying is that this game, this very old game of history, is there for people to look at. And I'm starting to realize that I would say that the Skull and Bones was the earliest version of maybe your Council on Foreign Relations, although it was strictly American in nature. Some people might say no, the Bilderbergers, or maybe that bank called the Rothschild Bank.
Well, Skull and Bones was clearly before the Council on Foreign Relations, right, and before the Bilderbergs and before the Trilateral, because Jimmy Carter was a founding member of the Trilateral and he was a CFR.
Right. So you
and
so
Kissinger.
I liken the Skull and Bones to sort of like a test run type of attempt to get control of America by the
secret society
stuff.
Yeah.
Now, how wrapped up are they in Freemasons, the Skull and Bones? I think they're very wrapped up with this.
Minimally, they're all secret societies, and Kennedy spoke against secret societies when he fired. Not only he spoke about it in a speech thereafter, but he also focused on, he didn't name him, as far as I know, and or the Council on Foreign Relations, but he did talk about the secret societies after firing Alan Dulles, who was not only the head of the CIA, but he was the president of the Council on Foreign Relations at the same time, and that's why Kennedy fired him.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
And that's why he was taken out, and it was done by this British secret society. And Alan Dulles and his brother John and even their uncle and their grandfather had been doing this and taking over. They took over Hawaii. Their grandfather, Secretary of State, John Dulles Sr., was the one who seized Hawaii. And they're doing this just like Cecil Rhodes did in creating Rhodesia and marching into South Africa. They've been using the United States as a banana republic to go around and demolish all other republics, because that was the governance of the day when our founders, you know, set up the United States. This is coming from the crown. They believe in a certain type of government where we are all slaves, we are all property, they are kings and queens, and we are nothing.
Well, the one thing I do realize was that theft of the national election from Trump, that's what, last year, 2020?
Yeah.
That the theft of the election from Trump, making Biden the president, that was a nonviolent coup d'etat.
Yep.
Nonviolent coup d'etat, or version of what happened on November, November 22nd, 1963.
No, it also happened on September 11th, 2001. 9/11, the Bushes were deeply involved with 9/11. It happened on their watch.
But well, I'm starting to see the picture.
There was no Department of Homeland Security before Bush was in office. That is a vertical integration of all local, city, state, tribal, and federal police forces. That's not our country. That's not how we do things. We're going to break. Go ahead real quick, and then we'll come back with you.
But it's very important to remember one thing when I mention the words Freemasons. They're big, the big secret god of the Freemasons, 33rd degree, Baphomet.
Is Baphomet.
Baphomet rules over the power of changing consciousness. That is his mission. That's the mission of Baphomet, which is a way of saying is when we take over, we reconstruct your version of reality.
And twist it around and redefine it.
Right. And you see their big game there. They do it via secret society games.
Joseph, hold on. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Mason Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for FunkyUncle.live. FunkyUncle.live is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.FunkyUncle.live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on November 17th, it's Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers. For more information on how you can support live from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live and follow us on social media.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio, WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You can chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
For cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana, there's simply no better place than the John Mason Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. broadcasting live from New Orleans on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, we're coming back. Real quick, Joseph, if you can bring it to a head and focus on, and I know you're talking about not just the secret societies, but, you know, some of these, Patty, I can hear the feed. I don't know why on, I don't know if you can patch that out until I bring him back on. where was I? Oh, not just the secret societies and how destructive they are and how much they've infiltrated our society. I was going to mention where John Kerry, a member of Skull and Bones, was up against and running for the presidency against George W. Bush, a fellow member of Skull and Bones. And both of those guys are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a Masonic British secret society that believes in kings and queens and guillotines and not self-governance or republics. Real quick, Joseph, back to you.
Yeah. The one thing I think I found out that's interesting, because I'm a big Civil War history buff, there was only one future general in the Confederate Army that was going to become a member of Skull and Bones. His name was Richard Taylor, General Richard Taylor. Now, who was Richard Taylor's father? Zachary Taylor. Zachary Taylor was the commander of the United States Army that won the war in Mexico against the Mexicans during the 1840s.
Right.
So the thing is, Richard Taylor was going to be, he was being groomed or being looked at as a possible future president of the United States until the Civil War came up. Abraham Lincoln grabbed the slot that Richard Taylor was actually selected to fill. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Kind of like Trump.
I guess I would love to see you make some historical analysis of this and get into it. I'm limited. My physical disabilities right now limit me. But the thing is, I've gone to Richard Taylor's tomb twice in Metairie Cemetery. It's a beautiful tomb. But I've even put a wreath on it, honoring his victories at the Battle of Mansfield and Pleasant Hill in 1864. But the thing is, Richard Taylor's father was not a member of Skull and Bones. Well, he was a too old of a guy, too old. But Richard Taylor, the son, did get to be a member of Skull and Bones before the Civil War, I guess when he was in his college years.
But even you bring up a good point, and this goes to like knowing who, you know, our founders used to know who was involved in government and corporations and or business and or whatever, and they knew it well. And I'm not talking about just Jefferson and Madison and others. I'm talking about average Joe citizens. And that's where we're falling down, because we are the last arbiter over our own government. And we've got guys like Ian Brzezinski, whose father was, Leonard Brzezinski or whatever, or you should know this. Brzezinski, what was his first? I can't think of his. I'll have to look it up and see if I can find it here real quick. But
he was Polish.
Yeah, but he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And so now his son, Ian Brzezinski, is in front of the Senate, in front of Mitt Romney, and advocating for whatever position on whatever. And at some point, we need to have Americans, fellow Americans who are not members of the Council on Foreign Relations, who are fighting for America's interests, advocating to the House and the Senate, and not these, you know, puppets who are being controlled by foreign powers. I mean, I came up against in federal court a U.S. attorney in San Diego, and if you know about 9/11 and what the involvements were there, she's a Chinese national who was a U.S. attorney named Carol C. Lamb, who has since fled the United States and is now in-house counsel for Qualcomm in China. And she blocked me from getting into federal district court about maritime matters and Jones Act and shipping articles and et cetera, and our ability to file complaints or grievances and have them taken care of properly. And instead, you know, we're having all these ships lined up outside of the port of Los Angeles and West Coast and Portland and Seattle, and people have no idea what's going on and the magnitude and the gravity of it, which is to take down the United States from within.
It looks like it's that. It looks like that.
And that's it. Thanks for calling, Joseph. Keep calling. Keep advocating for the show. Tell other people. And stay healthy, man.
I'm trying, but I'm getting up in age.
All right. Peace out, guy. That was Joseph, regular caller to the show. Some good information. If you got any little good tidbits that you want to get out, you know, there's a southern version of things and a northern, quote unquote, version of things and a more neutral version of things or simply the truth on all of this. You know, the British were deeply involved in the Civil War. J.P. Morgan Sr. is the one who advocated for, funded, and sponsored the Civil War to get America. And they're doing the same thing now to get the United States and our people against each other and to find non-common cause to set us at each other's throats. And, you know, we didn't create slavery. It was the crown bringing over indentured servants, Irish and Scottish and more, and not just slaves from Africa. Mexico actually freed their slaves before the United States did. But our founders put us on course to correct a lot of this stuff. And now the British, German, Royal Crown Empire is trying to blame our founders and take down statues of the founders and even others who didn't, you know, like Grant, who was a West Pointer, and Lee, who was a West Pointer. They were set against each other in the Civil War. And a lot of the issues, slavery became the topic du jour or the reason to kind of, you know, point to what the Civil War was really all about. But it wasn't just that. It was states' rights, and I'm not an advocate of slavery in any way, shape, or form. I'm actually against it in all shapes or forms, which includes debt slavery, which, you know, is another form of indentured servitude. A lot of these credit card companies, who many of them are members of the Council on Foreign Relations and members of the City of London, are using usurious interest rates of like 29%. To not only once they capture you and get you in there, but to keep you in there. 29% is insane. 29% interest rate and some more, like even rent to own and some of these other places are charging in excess of 30%, I think, for, you know, buying a refrigerator or whatever. You know, wow. We have a Masonic order running our government. The Council on Foreign Relations is a Masonic order. It is a secret society. It is a royalist secret society. It is a British crown secret society started by J.P. Morgan and Cecil Rhodes and Paul Warburg. And, you know, there's a bunch of others, Rockefeller, of course, David N. Nelson, and others who are trying to take down the United States from within and using, you know, they want to do away with the jury trial, and they've already done it to a large extent. You have to request it. It's not a right anymore. It's not a constitutional right or protection for anything, you know, over $20. People, you got to get involved. You got to get active. Just knowing is not enough. You need to get out, start your own radio program, sponsor mine, help support it, because I really need help. Stay on the air.
GSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page.
help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.